Hey there, welcome back to the Field Trip Podcast. My name is Brent Terhune, and joining me once again on this episode is Tony Foxworthy.
Well, hello.
Tony, you want to plug your social media before we crack this one open?
Absolutely. I keep it nice and simple. It's at Tony Foxworthy on all platforms.
I think we talked on a previous episode, but obviously you're a comedian with the last name Foxworthy.
Yeah. I actually asked people like you and some other comics in the area when I first started, like, should I change my name? Like, should I do this or not? And so it just kept. And so,
yeah, I was on a show with you and somebody thought that you were Jeff Foxworthy and they were like, is this the biggest show you've ever done? And it didn't click till after the fact. I'm like, no, I've done bigger show, you know, like, I opened up for the Impractical Jokers and that was like 2,500 people. But in my head, I didn't realize they meant Jeff Foxworthy. So, you know, I told him that you were great and you did all the redneck jokes.
Yeah, it's my staple.
You might be a redhead.
Oh, that's the one I'm mad I didn't think of.
I need to do something with that because I have done it on stage where I'm like, you know, the secret of comedy, you just got to be original. That's all you get. Just be yourself. And then I would just go into, you might be a redhead. I think just saying that you got to be genuine and yourself first before you go into it. Obviously ripped off bit is funny. But this episode, you've no doubt read the title, is called Uber Facts. Mm-hmm. Now, are you familiar with these Twitter accounts, these fact Twitter accounts?
Vaguely. I'll see them every once in a while reposted, but I do not follow.
Well, the idea is ripped off from Stone Cold Steve Austin. This is a stolen idea. One episode he had of his podcast, he had another wrestler on named Kevin Nash, and they were just scrolling through facts, talking about them. If you got something to chime in, so that's what you and I are going to do, Tony.
Fantastic.
We've got some Twitter facts. We've got this one. It's called @fact from Twitter. We've also got another one that I follow. I don't follow the @fact one, so we'll see how those are, how good those are. But we've also got what the F facts, and I think F stands for fuck.
Historically.
And then we've got Uber facts, which is kind of the one that I knew about first. So I found it's just fun scrolling through Twitter and reading a fact, but also I was talking to you off mic. It's a good prompt for somebody that's creative. If you've got no idea to how to be creative in that moment, pull up Uber facts and, you know,
write a monologue joke,
monologue joke, write just an evergreen joke, or, you know, maybe this might be an inspiration for a paint. I'm not a painter, but I think if you're a creative type and you're kind of have writer's block or whatever it is, pull up Uber facts.
That's a great tip.
At the bare minimum, it's just fun to follow. And then I'm also like, nah, that's not real.
It can't be real.
Yeah. So we'll just go through some and, you know, we'll discuss and see, you know, call BS on some of these. This year, this is from 11 hours ago. This year, 420 will be an entire month.
What?
420.
Oh, yeah.
April, 420.
Look
out. Can you imagine the memes that we're going to have on the internet?
Oh, God.
Just the same meme stolen over and over again.
Constantly.
And at the time of this recording, we're recording this on New Year's Day.
Woo!
So, do you notice that just nothing happens on New Year's Day, really? To me, I don't really go out and do much besides shows. But I'm like, there's nothing going on New Year's Day. Like,
no.
It's that time between Christmas and New Year's, which this is also a meme, but it's like nobody really does anything. Nobody expects anything of you. You could just be a dirt bag.
Oh, yeah. And then you don't expect to get anything. Like, largely the business world is closed for, like, you get like 2 days of actual business, but who's really working? And
yeah, it's like you just go in and kind of go through the motions because nobody mentally, you are not there.
No. It's like the first day of March Madness, but for like a week in or two.
Yeah. Yeah. Just that weird, like, gray area where you could just kind of disappear and nobody even notices.
Right.
You could go a whole week without having pants that button.
Oh, yeah.
Stretchy
pants. Yes. Just elastic waistband, drawstring waist. Which,
thankfully, I live a life where I don't really have to do that anyway. I'm actually wearing those pajama jeans as we speak.
I have a pair.
Oh, do you?
Like sweatpant jeans.
Okay. Do you like them?
Yeah, it's nice to mow or like just to run, like mm-hmm. if you're bumming around, and you have to run to like the gas station or mm-hmm. in the store, you don't feel like you're wearing sweatpants. So it's nice.
There's that weird thing recently where I've had like some. I'll call them like house pants, but it's kind of like, and I also, when I do go to the gym, once a year, I always try to check in at the gym and,
check it.
They'll be
just
like,
let them know I'm still here.
Yeah. Hey, you can have my money. Just, I'm
actually,
not coming.
Yeah. Look, I added more to get off this year.
I'm just here for the massage, the aqua massage or whatever it is. But they would be like workout pants. But those are the type of pants that I'm okay with wearing to the gas station.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that quintessential, like, I'll just say Speedway, because I think that's the one that's most prevalent around the country. But if you just stand outside of Speedway, one out of five people is going to be in some kind of
athletic garb.
Athletic garb, but more so pajama pants.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that it's a sign of a bad neighborhood or even that you're a bad person, because I'm saying I go to the gas station dressed and it'll be like midnight. I'm like, nobody cares.
No.
But it's also like, if you the more pajamas you see at the gas station, the worse your neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. The lower the average rent. There's a direct correlation between plaid pajama pants and rent prices.
And staying outside the gas station, I guarantee most of the people wearing pajamas will walk out with the biggest fucking drink, soda fountain drink.
64 ounces, yep. Baby.
It's all. You ever just noticed it's like there was a meme of like the walking down a side of the road starter kit? And it, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Where it's like it's got the biggest fountain drink possible.
In a leather jacket year round.
It's got the stroller, like the bare minimum stroller.
Yeah.
And like, and it's like the cup is always like that birds flying blue pattern cup. Yep. The generic.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to find that meme again. But that's like whenever I see it, it's always makes me laugh so hard. Walking down the side of the road starter kit.
That's such a great description too.
Yeah, it's a couple walking down couple walking down the side of the shoulder of the highway starter kit. This makes me laugh so hard because it's so accurate. It's always they've got it's that cup. It's got the stroller. This one doesn't really have the stroller that I prefer. It's like that.
Just the handles.
Yeah,
and
it's
the,
just
yeah.
the handles. Like the most.
It's almost like a baby doll stroller
to be in an
yes.
umbrella. Yeah.
Yes,
it's got this hoodie with skulls on it. That you know he bought at Burlington Coat Factory. Yes.
Hot and, Topic clearance rack.
And then a black bag, obviously, from a liquor store. And this, I'm just saying, if you do any of this, it's not bad, but I'm like, come on. Like,
is that a box of Suboxone in there? Yeah,
what is that? What is Suboxone, by the way?
The opiate blockers.
I don't think I've seen this version with the Suboxone on it, but the walking down the side of the road starter kit makes me laugh.
Oh, the
so
slides.
Hard.
Oh, that's so good.
The young father walking his child around the apartment complex. It's a meme. The guy has like that thin, like the barely able to grow a mustache.
Wispy
yeah. with the Nike slides. the basketball shorts. And then what does that tattoo say?
Something in Old English on a forearm. That's all.
How is this the funniest thing I've seen in a year where it's just like so accurate where it's just a guy in flip flops and basketball shorts with a white trashiest mustache.
There's a reason why memes are popular. Good Lord.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you with the 2016 election, even if it's not real, whatever the fact is, people, like, as long as it supports your views, people are sharing it, man.
Oh, yeah.
And it's both liberals and conservatives, not to get political, even though if you've probably listened to this, you know from me from politics. Sorry to get political on you, but it's like people just believe what they want to believe, and especially there's one that liberals will share where it's Donald Trump saying, if I ever ran for president, I would run as a Republican because I think they're stupid or what. Yeah. Essentially, that's not real.
Right.
And I've seen liberals share it, and I'm like, God damn, you're supposed to be the party that fact checks, but people don't give a shit. It's both sides or everybody.
Right.
If it supports your opinion, you're just sharing it. And I'm probably shared some shit that's not real either. It's just the age of,
everybody,
information.
Yeah.
And it's never been easier to check facts, and then we don't. We have all this info at our fingertips.
Yeah, and it's also never been easier to plant evidence falsely.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you Google, is something correct, you're going to get things that say it is, and you're going to get things that look is equally credible that say no.
Yeah.
Like, well, shit.
It's really just, it's a weird, I don't know how we went from walking down the side of the road starter kits. Still makes me laugh. All right, let's jump into another Uber fact. Tupac never won a Grammy and actually received more awards after his death. And I think maybe you could argue, I don't know his catalog extensively, but he may have released more songs after his death than when he was alive.
Oh yeah, that's fair. Maybe all those albums afterwards. Tupac is one did not hold up for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's in the cadence or if it's content or what, but I don't like when Tupac comes on. Like, there's not a song on my Spotify that is a Tupac song.
You
take
don't
them
like
all
hit
out.
Him up?
Like, rarely. Some of, there's a few of like the Death Row, I guess.
Hail Mary.
Right. The one he did with Snoop. Whatever, Most Wanted or whatever. But yeah, it just on the whole did not hold up as well as at the time. I was way more Tupac than Biggie.
Okay.
And now it's a complete 180.
Oh, like, man. You
Biggie
changed.
Does. Yeah. I went East Coast. What?
It's weird now that like that style of like gangster rap, even most people are like, that's a little aggressive.
It is a little aggressive.
You know, like
people just talk about what they own now.
It's just a list. Let me just read the list of stuff that I have. It's also weird because like I don't really believe it or not, I don't listen to a lot of hip hop.
What?
Like I'm not. I don't like in music in general. The last like 3 years or maybe five, I'm just out of touch with music.
It happens,
and that's when you become old. When yes. you're like,
I'm not like listening to anything new,
and stuff. I do listen to new stuff, but it's new to me. Because I'll be like, oh, you ever heard of Chris Stapleton? Which he's like a huge artist, but I just, like 3 years ago, I'm like, oh yeah, I like this guy. And everybody's like, yeah, he's been around for a while. Even popular shit, I'm like, oh, I'm just now hearing about it, you know?
Yeah. I didn't know that, oh, now I can't even remember the name, but Donald Glover.
Childish Gambino.
I did not know that was Donald Glover until he was on Saturday Night Live.
And he does nothing to change his appearance.
Right. But I never had seen it or heard, really. I just heard, like, knew Childish Gambino was a thing.
Yeah.
And until he both was the host and musical guest on Saturday Night Live, I had no idea.
That would be a fun, I'd have to like pause this and look it up, but SNL host that also were the musical guest.
Mm-hmm. Britney Spears did one. Like, okay. There was Garth Brooks did. Okay. Like, there's been a handful.
Or was it Chris Gaines?
Oh, I wish. Honestly, it was probably around that time.
Probably. Yeah, I wonder if anybody's done it recently. I'm not a huge SNL guy, and I should be. I especially Eddie Murphy was just on, and I watched, you know, now I just consume sketches, not whole shows. Yeah. But the Mr. Robinson one was so funny.
Yes. The gentrification stuff.
The gingerfication. That should be a sketch. We should get a whole bunch of redheads and move into somebody's neighborhood. And it just have like sunscreen stations all over. But what I was saying is, well, all the rappers with rappers naming stuff that they own, or even stuff where I'm like, it's kind of like auto-tuned nonsense, and I that's the oldest like thing.
Yeah,
that's
the old man say. Yeah,
but there's no,
I don't get this mumble. Why they mumble?
I know, like my our friend Matt Alano Martin has been telling me about Billie Eilish, and there was some stuff playing at the comedy club last night. And I was like, yeah, I liked it. This is, it's fun. It's catchy. If you had it on the car, the bass sounds good. But I'm also like, it sounds like music for people that love to drink cough syrup. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, and I don't even know why there's a correlation there, but it's kind of mumbly where it's like, it's cool to not try.
Yeah.
Which, and that's part of rock and roll anyways to, you know, Jim Morrison, I never thought tried.
Yeah.
You know? But my whole point to this is, like, the new rappers, as far as I can tell, nobody is ready to die. I want a rapper that's talking about his death all the time.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to be a comedian that talks about his own death, so eventually when it happens, they'd be like, dude, he knew before.
Start your album with, your comedy album with, like, Shug Shot Me.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, I'm ready to die. Anyway, two Jews walking, no. but yeah, like, there aren't many rappers that are, like, being, like, prophetic.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's not a thing so much anymore.
Yeah, I just need a rapper that's ready to die. That's all I'm saying. You can quote me on that. Let's scroll through another. A lot of this Uber facts is kind of like image based now. The U.S. Army has banned service members from using TikTok. The Chinese-owned app is considered a cyber threat. Now, have you looked much into TikTok?
It is. TikTok is one, like, it makes me feel very old.
Yeah, it's kind of like Vine.
And yeah.
Where it's quick, because it's weird. I've been recently, I downloaded the app to see what's going on.
Right.
Because as a creator, and especially as a comedian, that's how Dane Cook kind of took off, because he was a guy that was using MySpace.
Yep.
So I don't even know how, if you can become famous like that anymore. And I don't need to be famous. I just need to, I'm trying to like find an audience.
Yeah.
It's never been about fame to me. It just so happens that it has become that. No, but
I think with TikTok, you see, like, as you're just scrolling through and it's very, it could be anybody. Like, I don't feel like when I'm going through, that it's influencers or like there are super famous TikTokers.
Yeah, well, you just use the word influencer, and that's somebody to me that hasn't, that's not known for anything, but that now they're known for being that thing.
Yep.
It's kind of like a snake eating itself, where it's like now they're an influencer, but just because they did the thing. It's not like Justin Timberlake is on Twitter now. It's like, you started on Twitter, and now you're just cool from being Twitter.
Yes.
You know? So I was, like, doing research, and, like, this is where I'm starting to feel age, and I'm not old, but I'm older than an 18-year-old girl dancing to this meme, essentially. It's a trend, a challenge, and it's just weird, because you just scroll through, and whatever pops up, and I'm like, ugh. Like, to me, I'm like, I feel creepy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do I not have that? Because I want to see, like, the comedians, they're doing.
Well, it's like on Instagram when you start getting friend requests and you're like, what did I do to get?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had accidentally accepted a friend request from what turned out to be a child actor one time.
Yeah.
And, or and like I refollowed, no. And then like their agent was just sending like all of them or something to, so it was like just constantly getting like, Sarah Beth has started following you, and you're like, oh
yeah,
no,
thank you. So essentially, I'm sure all these apps are cyber tech now, and that was on the list of top 10 apps of the decade. TikTok was in that top 10, and like the first five were Facebook owned. It was like Facebook, Instagram is owned by Facebook, WhatsApp, which my friend's in the military, so he was like, download this. I don't know why, but it's a messaging thing.
Yeah.
And if you know what it is, I sound like an idiot.
I don't really.
And then there was another one. But
Tinder
TikTok,
is Facebook owned, right?
Maybe.
Is
maybe,
it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But it was like TikTok was in that top 10.
Wow.
So I don't know. It's a weapon.
It's a newer one. It's the newer one.
Well, all this stuff could be utilized. You know, we're all showing where we are and what we're doing.
Yep. And then that's the thing, right? Like with these, they made a big deal out of in this last election, all this third party apps and things that people were sharing on Facebook, or like you were joining this, or like all like those old, we were all doing those old pictures, like where it aged you, and it was really, they were taking your information, and like it was like a Chinese like data farming
and we're doing it willy, and maybe it's that the conspiracy guy is right, where we're like, oh, we're giving our face away, and then maybe it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's also, we're not paying anything for it, so I didn't download that one, but maybe there's in-app advertising or whatever.
Sure.
But yeah, it is weird, because some of the conspiracy guys are like, this is all like, and then I'm like, I don't doubt that it's that, but it's also
Jerry Goebel.
Yeah. I don't think Jerry listens, but
yeah.
But it's also like, if you go out to the sidewalk, probably my neighbor's camera on his door. It's all, we're all being filmed anymore.
So true.
So it's to what extent do you want to be filmed?
Yeah. Well, and then to what extent what are we agreeing to on the terms and conditions?
Oh, because yeah. Nobody ever reads that.
No. God, no. And then if it's getting banned from, like, military people can't use it because it's like Chinese, like hacks or whatever, not safe, then who knows what all they can access from that.
But also, what is Facebook? That's United States owned, and that could be the same thing. I don't know, maybe just have fun. I don't know what the right answer is. Another fact, we consume so many microplastics. A recent study by WWF International, that's not wrestling, WWF International found that we could be ingesting 5 grams of plastic every week, about the same weight as a bottle cap. So right here in my hand,
what?
I have a bottle cap, so we're eating that much plastic.
And that's weird.
In a week. But that could also be pubic hair. That could also be a lot of things. And yeah.
I mean, that's on the mild side of my pubic hair intake. If that's all the pubic hair I've eaten, then we've had some problems.
Yeah, that's probably since the 70s. That is way down. So I guess we're eating plastic.
So, like, I guess it's just in everything?
I guess. I don't know. It's weird because, like, I had this one time where I was drinking a Red Bull, and a mutual friend of ours was like, that's bad for your liver. I'm like, you're smoking right now. Like, this is all bad.
Yeah. Just to what extent do you want to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a guy that was, he's overweight. Like, I'm overweight too. But a lot of people are, but it's also like, oh, so this Red Bull is bad versus, whatever you're doing.
You know how hard your heart's pumping to go through that plate of mashed potatoes or whatever.
Yeah.
It's
all bad. So you might as
enjoy it. Yeah.
There's a guy, a comedian named Ron Schock, who he's since died. Thanks for bringing that up. But he was one of my favorites. He was an outlaw comic in Texas, kind of with Bill Hicks.
Okay.
And Sam Kinison. I don't know if Sam was actually technically an outlaw comic, but one of his bits, and I have a shirt of it. It was smoke a cigarette, eat a Twinkie, fuck a stranger, you're gonna die anyway. And that was kind of the mantra of, you know, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because, and he lived to be like, I don't know, 60, 70.
That's
He probably died a little earlier than normal, but he also had some type of cancer. So who's to say?
He wouldn't have got that in his 40s. If the, you
know. Yeah. So I don't know. Have fun. It's probably, if we cut out all this bad shit, we probably live a lot longer. But how do you eat organic? How do you not stand behind a car and breathe the exhaust or sit right behind a car that's got exhaust? You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all, it's got to take a toll some way. I don't know. That's crazy, though, the just little stuff like that. Like, if we're eating a bottle cap's worth of plastic every week, I can't imagine the other shit that is in what mm-hmm. we're in, you know?
Yeah, when they were like, oh, part of Subway bread has the same chemical as yoga mats or right whatever.
That has sawdust in it or whatever. Yeah.
I also work out on flatbread. I do yoga on flatbread, so that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. It tracks.
Man, can you imagine an edible yoga mat? How Ooh, disgusting that would be.
That would be gross.
I would just eat it and then not do yoga.
Hot yoga?
Yeah, all yoga's hot for me. And if you're wondering, yes, I have done yoga before.
Oh, really?
DDP yoga.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It's wrestling.
Yes. I lost a bet and had to do a Zumba class one time.
How was that?
Awful.
What exactly is Zumba anyway?
Like dance, okay, exercise. So.
I think I saw my wife do that. She had done Zumba before, and I don't know if she's gotten back into it, but she was doing it in the living room. I'm like, oh, that doesn't look like fun.
No, I was very self conscious.
What bet did you lose?
It was a, it would have been right around this time, like 3 years ago. It was on, the national championship football game.
Okay.
And it was like Ohio State, Alabama. I went the wrong side and, had to embarrass myself.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
I don't even know who won.
They did. I don't even at this point,
but I know who lost.
Yes.
And that was you.
Oh, everybody won that went to watch.
So everybody like that was in on the bet signed up, or they were like on the sidelines watching.
Yeah, they were there just to watch.
I was gonna say bleachers, but I don't think they had that at Zumba.
No, it was just at the local rec center. Okay. So they were just up against the wall, just laughing,
just being weird, watching this class.
Yeah, watching the guy that was like a half step behind everybody else.
Was it hard for you to do?
Yeah, it was. And then it was more than anything, it was, I'm not a dancer.
Like, I'm not either.
So I was very in my head, self-conscious about like how stiff and rigid I had to be looking. Oh, yeah. And then
did anybody actually doing it even care that you were doing it? Like, nobody paid attention.
No.
That's the thing with most things. When people are self-conscious, if you look around, nobody cares. Nobody's looking at you. And half the time, people are looking at their phone. Nobody cares.
Great point. Yeah, there was a lot of middle-aged housewives there that were just in their own element. Mm-hmm. They didn't give a shit what I was doing back there.
Yeah. Especially if you're in the back of the class. What's it matter?
Right. Yeah.
Another Uber fact, deep sleep rewires the brain and helps relieve anxiety, according to researchers at UC Berkeley.
So deep sleep?
Deep sleep.
So that is like in the sleep, that's a portion of the sleep cycle.
I think so.
Right? Yeah. Because I was just, have you checked out that Kevin Hart thing on Netflix?
No,
right now?
Not yet. The one where it's
like follows him. Yeah. He mentions that he sleeps about 3 hours a night.
Jesus Christ. Like,
yeah. But he has all of this energy and he's
nonstop. Well, he also
runs
marathons and stuff too.
Right. And he exercises and works out every day. But I contend that there is something like he falls into like an outlier group of people that can get 3 hours of sleep and still function. Like his body probably needs one full sleep cycle or something weird like this.
Yeah. He's probably got such good metabolism, and I don't know, but he's also got people. That's the thing, and essentially it's a documentary about him being successful.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to compare, like, comedians like you and me or anybody that doesn't have an agent or a manager, or, and I'm not saying making excuses. Sure. I'm saying when you've got people around you, you can get some shit done.
Yeah, that's fair too.
You know, because nobody's going to help you.
Right.
Except for you.
Yeah.
Until you start doing some shit. And then they're like, oh, hey, what's up, Tony? You know?
Yeah. Once they can start making money off of scheduling, you know? Yeah.
Which, and I'm not taking anything away from Kevin Hart either, because I put up a Facebook post like a month ago. I was like, who's the comedian of the decade?
I would have
said Kevin Hart.
Yeah. I mean, if he's not the answer, he's on the short list for sure.
Yeah. Nobody stumbles across as much success as that guy's had.
Right. And to start from stand up and then take it in every other direction.
Eddie Murphy platform. It's just the Steve Martin, you know, just start with stand up and then become something else completely.
I mean, hosting the Oscars, for God's sakes.
Even like he still does stand up, which is, I think, a rarity, you know.
Yeah.
Chris Rock was kind of at that level, but not so much. Eddie Murphy has not come back to stand up.
Right.
And at this point, people are like, oh, we want to see that stand up special. I don't.
It'll be interesting.
Because I don't know how he's changed when you listen to that old Eddie Murphy stuff. Update. And, you know, there's a track on the album. It's just the F word for gays.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's the track.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a different time. So I'm not excusing that, but it's all, I think he would say, yeah, I shouldn't have done that, you know?
Sure. I mean, you definitely look back at 1983 a little bit different in 2019, but I think it's interesting that he is going to get paid so much for this special that it makes up for the 25 years he did not do stand-up.
I know. I wish I could do that.
Right?
Just take off 25 years.
And then just get one paycheck. They'll make it all even.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, because he's one of those guys that he doesn't have to do anything.
No, he would, like, realistically, he could live off of the royalties from, like,
Coming to America
or something. Yeah. Like, one of the ones that is on constantly. Oh, around, yeah. You know? And that's it. That's all he would need to do. And there's people out there, rightfully so, that have no clue that he was ever dirty.
Oh yeah, or did stand up, or you know, that's how you can tell the age of somebody when you're like, when you think of Eddie Murphy, what do you think of? And you're like, yeah, he was in that Gumby costume on, you know, on SNL,
or he was Shrek, or
he was Donkey. Yeah. It's what longevity? That's rare for a career to span that long.
Yeah, that, I don't like it. Is just to take. He started so young and just like was a rocket. He was what, like 20, 21 when he was on Saturday Night Live? And then so he had to be taking comedy over by like 19, 20 if he's getting TV spots. Like, that's just bananas.
Yeah, well, to have two of the best comedy specials ever before 25, I think. And then, you know, he doesn't have to do anything.
Nothing.
So I don't know how that compares to Kevin Hart, because I don't know that he had that success that early. I know he had like got million-dollar deals in his 20s.
Wow.
And then, you know, I don't know. He's got his own shoe, and he's a comedian.
Yeah, he's done it. I think it is an apt comparison. I think Kevin Hart is today's Eddie Murphy, like with this climate. And like, I think in the 80s, Eddie Murphy is the guy that has his own shoe. Yeah. If it's that's him doing that music video.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that Kevin
Hart
hasn't
all the
done.
Time.
Party. And that's, to me, I'm like, oh, that's not a bad song. I don't,
right.
I don't want to listen to the album.
But and yeah, that is just, that is when you get to a certain point, people are throwing opportunities at you because they can make money on anything.
And that's the thing that Kevin Hart has probably, stand-up-wise, has done more than Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe not so much movies, but he's got to be close already.
Yeah.
The movies that dude's in.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there are movies that I never even heard of that Eddie Murphy was in.
Sure.
Well, there's turds. Everybody's got turds.
Boomerang.
Yeah. Pluto Nash.
Oh, yeah,
For me, I'm getting all my turds out of the way early.
We'll start there and then keep expectations low. That's how I like to do it. You come out of the gate with Beverly Hills Cop, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, sometimes you got to make a daddy daycare, whatever. I didn't even see it. Maybe it's good.
It just boggles my mind that he was 24, 25 in Beverly Hills Cop in those movies. Like, that is so young to just...
Yeah.
He was absolutely carrying this, phenomenal. And to be that young, that's crazy.
To me, as I'm 30 right now, I can't imagine carrying anything. That's a different personality.
Yes.
That's like, I don't want that kind of attention. I do, but I don't.
Right.
You know?
I don't know how I would handle that.
Yeah. But maybe if you went from live SNL, maybe doing a take in a movie is not so bad.
Yeah, fair.
This is from yesterday, so January 31st. Today is the last
day. December 31st.
Yeah, December 31st. My mistake. Today is the last day U.S. viewers will be able to watch Friends on Netflix. So that happened yesterday.
Okay. Is it moving to like NBC Disney app, Plus? Or okay.
Yeah.
I never knew. Yeah. I knew some things were moving off of there for that. That's going to be a big problem. That kids have really found that show.
Yeah. And I know you and I have talked about it because I think your daughter was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you were like, yeah, some of that doesn't hold up anymore.
No, it's definitely not quite Eddie Murphy track material, but it is close.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely entire episodes where the plot's just, this character is not gay.
Can you believe it?
What? But look at him. And it is. And like this whole generation of kids, like my daughter's 15.
Mm-hmm.
The person I'm dating, their daughter is like younger, like 9 or 10. And she just had a Friends themed birthday party.
Yeah.
In 2019, they all she dressed up as Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
The whole deal, they have Friends Lego sets they got for Christmas. That's like, it so is crazy now. Yeah.
How do you play Friends?
Yeah.
It's like playing Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Just unfunny.
It's weird. Cause now that's weird. Cause with streaming, you could have watched Friends 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
For a year. And then this 9-year-old's having a Friends party. But do you think, I don't know when All in the Family came out, but do you think 10 years after All in the Family was off that there was a 9-year-old?
Oh, right. Sitting dressed around.
Dressed up as Archie Bunker?
Yeah, Edith.
Archie!
Maybe they really like the N-word.
Oh, jeez. Did you see the live action All in the Family that was just on TV?
No.
They did 2 episodes. One was what was the one with Dynamite, Jimmy J.J. Walker, Family Ties?
Maybe? No.
That one, whatever yes. it was.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
one
yeah.
was on first. I'd never really watched that as a kid, so we didn't watch that one. We watched Archie Bunker. That's why I call it Archie Bunker, not All in the Family. But it was Woody Harrelson as Archie Bunker. Kevin Bacon was in it. What's the new Aunt May from Spider-Man?
Oh,
Marissa
Tomei.
Yeah, she was Edith, and was so funny.
Really?
Yeah, like because she would run out of the scene to go in the kitchen to check on the turkey, and she just did this run it was so perfect that went back to the first episode, the original, and it was such a good. I don't know if it was like half nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just weird because it was live on TV. We watch it on Hulu, obviously. But obviously, I don't know why you would say obviously. But it was like that weird thing where even like nostalgia is now like 40 years old, whatever that came out. It's like that's only people watching TV or people that watched it when it first ran.
100%. Yeah. It's the same people that have landlines.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a. that's how they'd know what to run is like, do people still have landlines? If it's over 40 million people, we're still running the show. You know?
Yeah, that's, yeah. I don't even, that's crazy though that they redid that. That's funny.
So I would go check it out if you get a chance. When you walk into a room and you forget why you walked in there in the first place is the phenomenon known as, quote, event boundary.
Event boundary, huh? I've never heard the term for it, but I just always chalked it up for being too stoned.
Ooh.
Oof. I hit that one too many times.
On the way to whatever I was doing. Only 67% of Netflix users still pay for cable TV. This is relatable because 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Compared to 88% in 2010 and 80% in 2014. That's gone down from 80% in 2014 to now 67%.
Yeah, it'll get there. So there's, I think there's a new crop. Like, I don't think there's a lot of people that are just becoming adults that are going to be picking up cable. I think all of that new crop of people is going to be just streaming only or off of the thing. And then steadily more and more people that grew up with cable are going to drop it and just start going that way as well.
And it, but at a certain point you're going to be paying the same for all these streaming things.
Yep.
Which
that's $12 here, $12 there. Yep.
And if not anything, the, what's the thing where they throttle the internet? You got to buy the data, whatever, net neutrality.
Yes.
I don't know. We've not heard anything about that, but we might get hit with that shit where it's like, how much Netflix you trying to watch?
Right.
You know, instead of like letting it just play like we all do, we'll be like, all right, cut it off after this one. Cause
right. We don't want to end up getting in ourselves in it. Yeah. With
more data.
Yeah.
Or whatever. A couple more and then we'll wrap up. This is from At Fact because all those were from Uber Facts.
Okay.
Let's see what they got to offer. researchers estimate that 2/3 of humans have no idea what they're good at or what their strengths are.
I'm surprised it's only 2/3.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be more. That is a very hard thing.
What are you good at, Tony?
Honestly, God, I heard somebody say it not long ago and it's very fitting for me as well. Comedy is the only thing I've ever been good at that I liked.
Okay.
I've been good at things and I've liked things, but they've never combined into one thing. And it was, I was 35 before I figured out what I wanted to do or what I was good at. And it was this. So that's
only two things that have to come together. Not you're good at it, but you also enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what non-comedy things are you good at?
I always enjoyed talking to people, like just like the interacting. I was always good with like kind of the sales, marketing, promotions aspect of.
Well, that you did promo for radio before.
Yeah, absolutely. It's small talk like that is I enjoy the chit chat in an Uber and a, you know, getting my hair cut. I like that 15-20 minute, you know, just
you kind of work out a set getting your hair cut.
Yeah.
Like not even just doing running jokes,
bits, but yeah.
But you like you've been getting haircuts long enough to where you're like, I'm going to steer it this way. What I try to do when I get a haircut is I try to make it not about me. I try to keep them talking and talk as you know, as few words as possible to see if that's a fun game. Get somebody talking without ever saying anything.
Oh, that's great. And just do.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. You know, are you busy today? Oh, man, that's crazy. You know, like.
Yeah.
To see if you can do that.
And then just 20 minutes later, you're out of there without having said anything. Yeah, that's
besides
great.
Short sides and long on the side, you know.
just that kind of interaction with people I've always dug at. And then, like, back in school, I wasn't an athlete kid. Mm-hmm. I always loved sports, always tried. I was always, like, late cuts but never make the team kind of kid. But I was always really good with like math. I had a lot of in high school or like in school. That was what I enjoyed. I liked that there was an answer at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that I knew if I was right or wrong.
A finite answer.
Right.
Because I was always good at like history and English. And with history, that you know, the answer is 1978 or whatever.
Right.
That's a hard fact. But with English, it's like, yeah, that was wrong, but it's right.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as the answer is good enough, which I don't know if, you know, if it was not just a finite number, or you could bullshit your way through it.
Right.
You know, but I like that. I like that aspect of it. I don't know. I don't know what I'm good at. Do you find that you're good? Would you say you're good at driving a stick shift?
Oh, yeah, that's a great...
That's like, the kind of thing I would be like, I'm good at driving a stick.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with anything.
Sure.
You know? There's no award for...
No, like, I enjoy my... I would put my parallel parking skills up there with people.
All that, all those bullshit, like, menial, like, I'm good at parallel parking.
Yeah.
I'm good at cutting grass. Like,
I keep straight line.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good. It's funny. So just this past weekend, I was working with somebody that we were sitting there. They kept spinning their ink pen on mm-hmm. their fingers, and it was like they were doing forward and backwards, just nonstop mm-hmm. and never dropping.
Yeah,
and I tried to learn that, and I can't do it. And then I can't drop the pen enough to learn that. Like, mm-hmm. I get so mad at, like, the third time the pen flies off the table. I'm like, fuck this, I'm done.
And that's why we don't know what we're good at.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need other people, and this comes back to stand-up, but to me, people will be like, oh, you know, these are made up, but it's like, sure. Oh, your stage presence or your act outs or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I had no idea. It's like, sometimes you need people to tell you what you are, because it's hard to look at a mirror and say that's what that is.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I can write jokes for other people because I know exactly what they are.
Well, and then also there's even a little bit, I think that we're almost conditioned to not toot our own horn like mm-hmm. that. Like, you're almost get like taught that it's kind of a dick move to be like, I'm good at this.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody, there's cocky and bragging. And I think cocky is when you tell people you're good at it, but then you're also like, watch this and you do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. That's interesting. I had not thought of the aspect of needing somebody else to really hone that in, but I think that's
true. You need
true.
A bird's eye view from somebody else. And then let's go to what the F facts, which I Googled it while you were talking. That doesn't mean fuck. 66% of millennials in the U.S. have no money saved for retirement. First off, are you a millennial?
I am. It depends on what outlet you look at. I am right at the borderline of they technically, because I was born in 81, January of 81. So they were, I'll be 39 this month. And they, thanks for bringing that up. And then they, but it is. They'll call like an X-ennial.
Yeah.
So somewhere in between millennial and Gen X mm-hmm. is like 79 to like 82. They kind of are like, yeah, you're kind of a tweener.
Yeah.
And I would be a really old millennial, and there's aspects that I, you know, I think I do fall in there, but then also I used a card catalog. So like you know, there's like, I'm the last.
Checks?
Yeah. I feel like I'm the last generation that grew up in an analog world, but adapted to the digital.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's not going to, now people are like, oh, these millennials, and that's a catch all.
Yeah.
But pretty soon we'll all be millennials in that aspect.
Yes.
Like we're all on our phones now. We'll all not talk to people in order. We'll have conversations, but not in real life.
Correct.
That kind of thing. And I think with this money thing, if we just look at the numbers, it says 66% of millennials, but I'm like, man, that's probably 66% of everybody.
Well, you got to think 66% of millennials. Millennials are the people right now that are getting hit the most with student loan
mm-hmm.
debt, as bad as it is. Like when I went back to school. So I started I originally started college in 1999. I ended up not. I did. I had a little bit of fun. And then I went back in 2008 and mm-hmm. then eventually graduated in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
and the first student, like what my initial student loan payment was going to be, was $800 a month.
Oh, that's a mortgage.
Yeah, that's more than my mortgage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was just for stuff that I learned.
Yeah.
You know, that was not any living. That was nothing that was going to do anything. I was just paying off a debt.
But then there are people like, oh, you signed a deal. Which, we all signed it. And thankfully, I was able to pay off. I had a scholarship because I'm smart and poor. I was. Now I'm just smart. but I was able to pay that off. But it's like you're signing papers when you're 18.
Yeah. Who, like, that? You never look at that as, like, going to be an actual, like, mm-hmm. coming home to roost. I've considered going back to school just to put shit in deferment.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take one class for the rest of my life just mm-hmm. to keep out of paying.
Yeah. Would you actually go?
Yeah.
What would you go for?
I think if I went back, I would try to do, go to law school.
Yeah. There's a correlation between, I think, you know, you'd have to look at the occupation versus what comedians, you know, but I think a lot of lawyers become comedians.
Yes. You see a lot of
teachers become comedians. And I think from a lawyer aspect, you've got to like have a thesis, a premise, and defend it. And that's what comedy is.
Yep. Oh, that's a good point.
You got to come up with redheads are blank. And now I got to come up with three examples of why that is.
Yep.
And if you're laughing, it's true. Because I think with laughing, you can't fake laugh.
No, there are things you say that will just make people laugh mm-hmm. involuntarily.
Like the people walking down the side of the road starter kit.
It works every time.
And I think we've come full circle. This is kind of a rare episode for the field trip because mostly it's topic driven. And this was a topic, but there were many topics. So if you enjoyed this format, let me know because it's fun to just hang out and kind of loosely chat around things.
Absolutely.
So yeah, if you're a listener, which I don't know how you could find this if you weren't listening. If you liked it, let me know. If
you're reading the transcript of this somewhere. Yeah,
this probably in court somewhere.
Yeah, and then he said, that's full circle.
There aren't enough rappers ready to die. And then he made it happen. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the field trip. Be sure to follow Tony at Tony Foxworthy.
You got it. Thanks so much for having me.
See you, man.